Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You got to get smarter, too, especially in the area of customer service. Mr. Jack Mitchell is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, a good friend of mine and yours as well. Whether you know it or not, Jack is an outstanding businessman, the co-owner of an outstanding, great American success story, folks, an American family business, Mitchell Richards, which is probably the nicest clothing store, clothing operation in at least the eastern half of the United States, maybe the whole country. And he's also the author of a book that's based on the formula for his success, and that's how to take care of your customers. The title is Hug Your Customers, and he's our good friend. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, very, very much. Very, very nice introduction. I appreciate that a lot. You are a super nice guy. I appreciate it.
Well, it's all true. You know, it's like Dizzy Dean said, Jack, if you can do it, it's not bragging, you know.
And you guys
pull it off. I mean, to think it's your mom and your dad started this business, what, 50, 60 years ago?
50 years ago. It'd be 50 years in another year, 1958.
The great Mitchell couple there. And remind me, hit their names again.
Ed and Norma Mitchell.
Ed and Norma started this.
In fact, the original store, Jim, was called Ed Mitchell's. My dad, of course, and in those days, I always say if mom and dad had started today rather than 50 years ago, it would have been Ed and Norma Mitchell. But in their era and their time, and mom and dad were in their 50s. Think of that, Jim, 50s. Yeah. When they opened the store, they hopped off that commuting train. Dad did. From Westport to New York City. It's about an hour from Westport to New York City, and he had been commuting for 20 years and then decided to open this small little men's and boys in those days store, 800 square feet, you know, three.
How many square feet?
800.
800.
You know, like
your office is bigger than that, Jack.
What's that?
Your office is bigger than that now.
Well, it is, you know, I'm very proud of it. And as others say, and you just said, I mean, we've grown really thinking small, thinking mom and pop, thinking each and every customer, one customer at a time, and really getting to know them and what they do and what they like and their kids' names and their birthdays and their anniversaries. And all of a sudden you become friends with all these customers.
Yeah.
And it just grows. And that's
the key to success. That's the key to organic growth as a small business, isn't it?
Yeah, organic growth is the best kind of growth, the growing that sort of grows, and then you obviously are driving the top line, you're driving sales, but you're driving it because you're servicing customers and you're getting to know them not just as customers, but it's knowing, their name, as I said, everything about them and becoming intimate with them. It sounds corny, but, I mean, here we go into people's homes here in these very affluent communities. People invite us in because they trust us and we're their friends, and we clean their closets like people would go in and make a library. We look at their investment in their clothing and try to figure out how to maximize that. Because clothing, you know, in our area, you know, if you're working on Wall Street or wherever,
you got to dress for success, don't you?
And you want to make an investment. You don't want to spend $1,000 or $2,000 or whatever for a suit or a sport coat or whatever.
Right.
If it's not the right one.
That's right. Well, Tiger Woods doesn't wear the shoes he wears are the platform for his for his golf swing. So he doesn't wear cheap shoes. He doesn't wear hand-me-down shoes. He's got the right stuff on his feet. And people on Wall Street, I mean, their suits and people in corporate America, their clothes are very important to them. And you guys make sure that they they're successful in the way they look. But here's my question for you, Jack. What did Ed Mitchell teach you about taking care of customers?
Dad, gosh, Jim, he taught me, he was obviously the largest mentor I've ever had in terms of extraordinary customer service. He taught us that you have to really, care for your customers, that you have to really, like your introductory remarks, you have to be nice to them. And you have to take pride in the fact that you're nice to these wonderful people, and they have to trust you. You have to, in every single way, you have to keep integrity as the highest, absolutely the highest principle. And then you have to, he also, of course, shared with me that you need to involve your associates, your employees, in every major decision that you're making. Get them, invite them to give you honest input and include them in decision making. And then they become invested in you for the long run, and they become loyal associates. And that's, of course, the key, the big secret, as I said in Hug Your Customers, my book. As you know, it's a big secret is to get how do you get loyal associates and then return.
Well, you gotta get your employees to do the hugging too. And when we come back, we're gonna get Jack to tell us some more about this. The book is called Hug Your Customers. It is an international runaway bestseller, folks. 20 tales. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jack Mitchell.
Never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus, an ape beaver dance with fate. Well, be the spirit that knows its own.
Mr. Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, from the Innocent Age album. Maybe one of the best albums ever. It's a double album, by the way. Still out there, you still get it. I recommend it. I recommend Jack Mitchell, too, folks. He's our good friend and one of the smartest guys I know when it comes to customer care. He's the author of Hug Your Customers. And, folks, a lot of people talk about customer service. Jack is customer service. He lives this. He and his family have built their business based on this. So when Jack Mitchell talks about taking care of customers, you need to perk up and pay attention. Jack, how many copies of your book have you sold around the world so far?
Well, it's hard to tell around the world, Jim, as you know, as being an author yourself. But in the United States and Canada, we've sold over 135,000 copies.
That's an incredible.
And they just printed another 20,000. I mean, and you know what's interesting?
That's what I mean by runaway success, folks.
And you know that it's printed in Japan. I've done a number of speeches, and not in Japan yet, but in New York City, and for a lot of the department stores, and they come out. We're sort of a play on the tour for the Japanese visitors in the city.
they bring their cameras and they come to see you.
Well, yeah, one of the interesting things, as you know and why it's so much fun being on your show is that in the heartland of the United States, I did get a printout the other day that showed me the sales within this great country of ours, and it's amazing to me, wonderfully amazing, and it wasn't surprising, but just confirmed that the book resonates throughout the country. I mean, it's just not the East where we have our stores, where we're known, but in the middle of the country and throughout the midsection of the country, the book sells very well because, as you say, it's about entrepreneurship. It's about, and the reason I do know, because others have told me this, that one of the reasons it resonates is that I am on the selling floor. I'm on the floor. I'm with customers. I'm not just, someone that sits in the back room and looks.
You're very. I've seen you in your shop. You're very at home and a very important part of the floor. Plus, you're running a business. And how many employees you have altogether now?
We have 223.
Wow. And you picked up a couple of new locations. I know one in Long Island.
We have a beautiful new store that we acquired a year and a half ago in Long Island, in Huntington, Long Island, called Marsh's. And we keep the local names. I think that's very important, Jim, to keep the local feeling. And Marsh's will remain a Long Island store. We bought a store in Greenwich, Connecticut, as you know, in 1995. We kept the name Richards, even though our name is Mitchell's, our store in Westport. So, and then we have a store now in Greenwich called Vineyard Vines by Richards. Vineyard Vines is a great company that's set up by Shepany and Murray, two young men who sort of dropped out of Wall Street and decided to be in the clothing business. And
you know,
and
Jack,
unbelievable.
When I think about your book and what you stand for, the thing that I think I would have to tell small business owners the way to think about you is to think about you in terms of differentiation. You know, there's so many things that we all can buy. And all the different things, clothes, cars, it doesn't matter, whatever it might be, we can get all those things 8 ways from Sunday. in about, we can get them locally in about 25, 30 different places. We can get them online in almost an infinite number of places. We got lots of opportunities to buy stuff that we need. But the question is, who do we buy it from?
Exactly.
And the people we buy it from, in my opinion, the small business owners that are successful in that very cluttered marketplace are the ones that are able to differentiate themselves. And since products are commodities today, services often are even commodities, the only way to differentiate yourself is the way you treat human beings.
Exactly.
And that's what you talk about, isn't it?
Yes, it's the human connection. It's the personalization of the relationship. It's just not enough to say customer service, because you can't give customer service in a vacuum. It's about the great people that work for you or with you. I always like to say with you, and are alongside of you, trying to, as you say, differentiate. Because some people, some people like Pepsi and some people like Coke. Some people like the Yankees. Some people like the Red Sox. You have to differentiate what people like. And some people like, blue Blazers, and some people like, green Blazers. So you need to know something about them, and that personalization separates us from the great stores. And I mean, there are great stores. You can imagine, as you know, Jim, when you're listeners, but we're an hour from New York City, and you've got the greatest stores in the world there. But we can compete with the giants because we personalize the relationship.
Well, great clothes, Jack, the reason you can compete is it's not about the clothes.
No, it's not about we're not.
It's
in the
about the relationship,
business.
Isn't it?
We are not in the clothing business. Now, I always qualify that because, I always kid that I sleep with the best buyer in the world, my wife, in terms of the women's side, and my sons are in the terms of the leading the product. Product is a given. You have to have great product, but that's for sure. But once you have the great product, then it's all about the personalization of the relationships, which means extraordinary customer service. And it's so easy to personalize, and why people don't get it still boggles my mind. I mean,
doesn't it amaze you when you walk into a small business and they act like they don't even care if you're there? I almost want to walk up and say, why don't you go ahead and just lock up now? Why prolong the pain? Why not just shut down now?
I gave Jim, I'm kidding. I gave my accountant, who's become obviously a very good friend and a very good customer, my Hug Your Customer hat, and he wore it throughout the holiday season.
I don't have a hat like that though.
Oh my, well, it's in the mail. and if he didn't get the customer service he wanted, he walked up, he turned his hat around, like the kids do. And he walked out.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Jack. I've been tracking your family success for a few years now. Your accountant ought to be a darn good customer of yours. Stand by, Jack. Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. He's our good friend. He's the author of Hug Your Customers and the president of Mitchell Richards, a great clothing business, but also a great place to get a hug. It's Tintel. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I don't know why they don't explode. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you go there, one of the things you can do is find Jack Mitchell's position in our brain trust, which is easy to do this week because he's right there on the schedule page. He'll be right there on the blog, and you can go over to the place in our website where we keep him, so to speak, and find all the body of work, all the different interviews that he's done with us over the years. And it's literally a clinic on how to take care of your customers, folks. And I encourage you to do that today or as soon as you can. Jack Mitchell, the author of Hug Your Customers, the CEO of Mitchell Richards, an outstanding clothing company where they deliver clothes with just a world-class level of customer care. One of the things that you guys do, Jack, that I think is really important is you have made hugging your customers a lot easier, because obviously you got thousands of customers. How do you keep up with all these people? You do it through technology, don't you?
Yes, we do, Jim. Of course, we have records on our customers that go back to 1989. I mean, we know every single sale by SKU, the stock keeping unit that we retailers talk about. So we know that you bought a blue blazer from us, for example, and the size and when you bought it and so forth. And so we
and
we
so if I need another one, all I got to do is call and say, Jack,
absolutely,
I need another one just like that one. Send it to me, and I don't have to come up there. If the one I got tears or gets lost or wears out or whatever, you save me time. I could call and say, hey, I need another one just like that.
Right. We had a young man that I took a river trip with. I take a river trip with a bunch of gentlemen every year. Young man now, he went to college, State Department. Anyway, he bought a pair of Kohan shoes like 7 years ago. And the other day I got an email, Jack, can we replace that baby? And I said, sure. So we sent him a pair. The only thing he ever bought from us, because he obviously couldn't afford it when he was going to college. But you know,
your customers count on you for that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they do, and they know that. And you know, think how easy it is for exchanges. Right, like yesterday, the first day of exchanges, we know the sizes. We know the so you can. Once you get the right sizes in, then we can help your wife pick your clothes or vice versa. And it's just very, very easy to do that. And all the data that we learn about you in terms of, you know, your travel and you're on the radio. I mean, you may not have to dress up in a suit or a blue blazer, you know, on your show because nobody sees you. On the other hand, when you go out to parties, you for Christmas or Hanukkah parties, you want to be dressed up. So we have to know all that stuff. So we put all that information.
And this is information that your customers give you because, number one, they trust you. But number two, they know you're going to use it to help them.
Exactly. And then you can really hug them. I make sure that all your wonderful listeners understand that hugging obviously can be a bear hug, but it's obviously a metaphor for any little single act or deed that says, wow, these folks really care about me as a real person.
And see, all this that you do, Jack, is nothing that a tire store can't do. I mean, a tire store could do it, a garden shop could do it.
Don't you want to buy tires and buy your flowers and eat your dinners and invest your money with people that you know and they'll know you
and they know you. Yeah.
Yeah, genuine, that's a big word we both know, Jim, genuinely care about you as a real person.
There's a restaurant nearby that I go to lunch sometimes, and I've been eating there for a long time, and they've got one thing that I like a lot, and I like it at lunch. And I go in there, and there's this one waiter, and he comes over, and he says, the usual Mr. Blassing game, and I say, yes. And you know, we're done.
That's it.
You know, I like going back there for that reason.
Of course. I mean, I say in my book, I'm a sucker for onion rings, you know, even though... And it's amazing how many times, because of the book and because of people like to kid me, all of a sudden these onion rings show up at home or at the store. I've had people bring in onion rings to the store, you know?
That's funny.
But you know what? That's a nice hug. It makes me feel that people really genuinely have read the book or have gotten something out of it because they have, I mean, to find onion rings in a, you know, easy to read 200-page book is fulfilling and very satisfying to me.
Jack, give us the website for the book and tell us where it's available.
Well, it's my website is hugyourcustomer.com.
Singular, not plural. So hug your customer.
Hug your customers.
With an S. Hug your customers, which is the title of the book, .com. They can find out more about the book there. They can also buy it from there too, right?
Yes, you can. You can also buy it. You can also add, you know, Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. All of the major, you know, website companies sell it. It's very easy to order it that way. Or I always love to suggest you try the local bookstores because, you know, those wonderful people, again, are
give them a chance to hug you, too. Absolutely.
Yeah,
Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. Jack, got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for the great inspiration that you are with regard to taking care of our customers. We appreciate it very much.
Happy and healthy New Year to you and
your
listeners.
Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, Hug Your Customers is the book, and I certainly recommend it to you. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and remember, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.